Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual leader for the Holistic Ministry Show, and I am on planet Earth right now for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to start a spiritual revolution. I know there are many people out there today who are tuning in for the first time, because I can see you, and I know that many of you I talk to are first-time listeners, and I do welcome you so much to the show. Okay, thank you for tuning in. The Holistic Ministry is not a fire and brimstone type of ministry, so I don't know what your expectations were, but I do need to let you know that, okay? What we do here is provide you with information and knowledge to live a positive, motivated, and spiritual life while you're here on the planet now. We believe that if you take care of the now in your spiritual life and in your well-being on the planet, the afterlife will take care of itself, okay? So that's very, very important, okay? So you ain't gonna hear no hoop and holler here. This is more of a lecture-type format. Sometimes I do get excited, though. So, you know, that kind of goes with the flow of things. But I just wanted to inform you up front what we're going to do here. And this is more of a lecture-type format. And I also want you to take time to go get you a pencil and some paper, because I do have some things today that I want to share with you that I'd like for you to be able to write down and be able to take notice for you, because sometimes I have a tendency to talk a little fast, and if that happens, you may miss what I have to say to you, and it's going to be very, very important. So right now we're going to get ready. I always believe in opening my show with a prayer. I think that is key to the success of the show, is to ask Spirit to come in and to be able to do what it do in order to make the show better. I kind of get myself out of the way, take me out of the way, and allow Spirit to flow in and do what it needs to do. So let's get started with prayer. Beloved Mother, Father, God, I give thanks and praise this day for all that you have allowed us to do, allow it to be, and I am so grateful that you have allowed everything to come together today for the show. I thank you for giving me the idea, giving me the wisdom and the knowledge for today's show. And I know that you have allowed it to flow through me mentally and spiritually. And I am just so grateful that. I thank you for all the listeners out there who are listening and tuning in today. I give gratitude and thanks for them, God, and give them special blessings and special gratitude that you will come in and serve them in a manner that is needed for their highest good, and that you will allow that Spirit to flow into them, and to be able to, that I will be able to inspire and lift them in a way that's for their highest good. I know, God, that you're in charge, and I ask that all of you, God, and none of me come, God, to be able to move through. So I say thank you, God, for allowing this energy to flow through me this day. Thank you for all the energy that is flowing through the audience there. I can feel the power out there, so I know that you're there and I know that you're listening. And I'm just full of gratitude today, because you could have been somewhere else, but you're here. And I say thank you, God, for allowing them to be there. I give special prayer this day, this moment, for my beloved daughter who has been in the hospital today, had gone to the emergency room in Baltimore. And I just say thank you, God, for touching her, and to touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, and let her know that you're in charge. Let her know that you're the there for her, and touch the doctors and the nurses, anyone who has to deal with her, that day she will be healed and well. I call upon all the higher angels and all the higher archangels who are healing on the earth realm, and I say thank you, God, for allowing it to be and allowing that energy to come to. And I send direct love to her and healing to her. I send her light and love. And I know that all is well, God. I know that everything is in charge, and I know that everything will come out okay. So I say thank you, God, for this wonderful and most marvelous day. And for all those that are there, I give thanks for all the special friends who are maybe having challenges that are not here, not able to get here. Thank you for taking care of them and watching them too. I ask God for a special blessing for conditions of America today. God, I know that you know, and your hands is on everything. We ask you to bless our country, give us a country divine direction, and to make sure that everything is being done in the way it should be. I know everything is in divine order, God, and you're in charge. I just want to thank you, and I'm so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. And so it is. Amen. Well, beloved ones, again, I want to welcome you and thank you for taking place with us this evening and being with us. If you missed last week's show, I have to tell you, I have to highly advise that you go back and listen to this show because it was absolutely wonderful. Okay, it's very easy to do when you're on the computer to be able to go back and listen to the show. You just go to the archive. So I'm not totally sure how to do it if you're listening on the phone, but I do know if you're listening on computer, you just simply go back to the show itself and listen in. You'll see the archive show. Matter of fact, there's quite a few archive shows there that they're available for your listening. So anytime you want to go back and you miss a show, you can simply go back in and allow it to be. So we thank you for doing that, and please go back and listen to last week's show because it will even give you a better understanding of this week's show. It's I kind of do things in sequence, you know, so one show have a tendency to sort of lead into the next show. So I hope that you will do that. We learned so much last week about who you are and why you're here, and now we have a fuller understanding that we are one with God, and that God is one with us. We know that without a doubt that we are gods and goddesses with a small g, okay? We do know that. We understand that. That your DNA, your spiritual DNA, is the same spiritual DNA that's in God. So God is in you, just like the drop of water is in the ocean. You are part of God, and that is who you are. As I told you last week, your parents gave you your physical body, but God gave you the spiritual body that's inside of you. So, and I just want you to have a full understanding about that, and that you and God are one, exactly the same as Jesus meant when he said that God and I are one. You are in the same position with God, beloved ones. You and God are one also. So go back and listen to the show. It'll give you full understanding and give you something to listen to. Now let's talk about how we're going to maximize our life here on planet Earth. Before we get started, I have to tell you this, beloved ones. We are truly in a spiritual warfare. And the witness of that is what's going on in America today. There is a lot of conflicts, a lot of things that are going on, and things that are. But we've been in this spiritual warfare for a while, and now it's coming out in full force. So I need all you spiritual warriors to pray more, stay focused more, all the light workers and all the spiritual entity to allow more love to flow through you so we can try to battle this thing. And this is it's going to get uglier than what we see so far, but we know that God is in charge. And I just want to let you know that beloved one, that God, the supreme being, the mighty I am, which is the one that you want to refer him to, and either one is good, is still in charge of the universe. And that includes planet Earth. God is still in charge of God, but how it may appear to you that God is in charge. And you know what? God has a special plan for America, and God has a plan for Donald Trump as well. Sometimes I call him Donald Duck. I have a funny story to tell you. One day I was listening to TV, and there was an older Israeli gentleman came on and said, "You American people, you know what's going to happen? You're going to elect Donald Trump. And the next morning, you're going to wake up, and you realize you got Donald Duck in the office." And I understand now what he said. We do have a totally different kind of animal in the White House right now. But like I said, God is in charge. So have no fear, brothers and sisters. Everything truly is in divine order, and God has a plan. So I just want you to be able to walk, not have fear, and know that all is well. Okay? So let's talk a little bit about our plan. What are we going to do to make it through this time and to be able to handle through it? So today's topic actually is one of my favorite topics. We're talking about health, happiness, and prosperity. And this is something we all can use more of. I'm sure I have not talked to one person who do not want to be happier and want to have more prosperity. And a lot of people want to have health. A lot of people are having health challenges and a lot of things going on with their health. So I know that you all want to have that and you all want to have more of that, okay? So I'm going to share how we can operate by the same spiritual law. Each one of these blessings, beloved one, has something in common. They are all operated in the same spiritual law, and that's what we're going to talk about right now, about these spiritual laws that can help us to be able to bring more health, happiness, and prosperity into our lives, because that's what the show is all about. We're about positive energy, bringing positive motivational spirit into the planet. So we want to talk a little bit about how we get those things going in our life. I'm going to share some things with you. But first, you know, I always like to share a little scripture, because I truly believe that there's power in scripture, and there's some really magnificent things that are being said in the Bible, and some things that we have to be able to read with spiritual eyes and be able to understand what's going on, to be able to really interpret these things and to be able to have understanding. Because if you got a spiritual insight and spiritual wisdom, you will be able to learn a lot from just reading the Bible. First, I want to share with you Proverbs 18:21. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it should eat the fruit thereof." In other words, you who understand the power of what you're saying with your tongue will be beneficiaries of it. Either way, whether you're saying the good thing or you're saying not so good thing, either way, you will be the beneficiary of that. Okay? So it's very, very important that you understand that you are talking yourself in or out of things all of the time. Okay? Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh, so is he. So what you're saying here and there, your thoughts are very powerful. So whatever you're keeping on your mind is what you're bringing into the rest of your body, okay, and the rest of your world. So it is important to be able to have discipline and control over your thoughts. And we're going to talk more in depth about thoughts and how that all works out as well. Okay, so it's very, very important that you understand these things, because these two verses are going to be really important as we go through the sermon, go through the lecture of what it is we're talking about that's going to make a real difference. And last and final, I want to talk about Job 3:29. The things I greatly fear have come upon me. Now, we want to sort of explain that one to you, because you know what, beloved ones? You know, we become fearful. We become afraid of things, and we worry about things that may happen to us. And guess what? Your worries and your thoughts of worries are just as powerful as the things that you so desire. So you have to stop allowing fear to take over your world. Okay, stop being so fearful. I have talked to so many people in the last week or two that is so fearful because of the elections and what's happening there. They are creating calamity in their lives, and they are creating those fears, and they're going to, if they keep it up, they're going to bring those fears into their lives. So it's so important that you do. And that's why Job was saying, hey, you know, the things that I'm fearing and things that I'm worrying about is things that's overtaking me. Those are the things that are becoming a problem. So change your thoughts, change your patterns, and don't let that stuff become part of you anymore, okay? Stop worrying, and especially for things you can't control. I mean, if you can't control it, why would you worry about it? It's a waste of energy and waste of time, okay? All it'll do is setting you up for some stuff that could cause you problems later on down the road. And you don't need that, beloved ones. You want to be able to operate and move in a state of positive and prosperity. Beloved ones, I have to say this to you. You are children of God. I want you to understand that very clearly. You are children of God. In other words, like I said earlier, your DNA is a perfect match with God's DNA. So you are a child of God. And your belief about yourself and the knowledge about yourself and who and what you are is what really is going to be the motivating force in your life. You need to be able to understand that. That's why it's so important that you go back and listen to last week's show, so you can have a full understanding of knowing who you are with God and how God is with you, and how you are with God is going to really make a difference. The things that I'm telling you to share with you today about your happiness and your prosperity and your health is an add-on to the things that you have a full understanding that you and God are one. Those things are very, very important, because, see, when we don't know who we are and we don't know where we're going, we don't understand that we deserve the best of what God has to offer. Because we don't even understand the fact that we are one with God. So we don't understand that prosperity and good health and happiness is a divine birthright. I mean, you were entitled to this at birth. This is something you came on a planet with to have the ability to have these things. That came along with your spirit, beloved one. That's a gift from God for you to be able to have these things, health, happiness, and prosperity. It's your birthright. So start recognizing who you are so you can participate in the process of knowing about your birthright, you know? So here's a question that a lot of people don't understand. Why is it that if I am a child of God and I deserve these things, why is my life so different? Some of you understand that you're a child of God, but you're still wondering why things are so different in your life and why your life is not the way you want it to be, okay? So this is the thing that we're going to dive deep into today about why these things are not showing up at the level that they should show up for you, okay? It's very, very important. Let me tell you this one thing before we learn. You, beloved ones, and you alone are totally responsible for what's showing up in your life so far and what will show up in your life in the future. I can't make it any more plainer than that, okay? You and you alone are totally responsible for what shows up in your life and what has showed up in your life and what will show up in your life. So the government, other members of your family, your friends, all of those folks, don't be blaming them because your life is not flowing in the manner that you deem it should flow in, because you are totally responsible for making that happen in the manner that it needs to happen to, okay? So although you still have some control of things, although you're still some of you are still working on past karma, from previous incarnations, and I understand that, but you still have the freedom to choose what shows up in your life, okay? You still have the freedom to be able to bring about that which shows up in your life, and that is so, so important that you understand that you are in charge of what's happening in your life, and that your life is what you are making, okay? So you have that choice. God gave us free will, which sometimes I think that may have been the worst thing that was given to us, because some of us have allowed our free will to take us to places where we have no idea where we're going and how we got there, okay? So anyway, first let's talk about how you can get to the next level, okay? And how you can avoid having these shortcomings in your life. How you can avoid having all the mistakes and things continually showing up the way that you want it. You say you want it one way, but it comes in another way. Many of you actually have bought into the idea that you are not worthy of God's opulence. And, beloved one, that's a sin. You have bought into the idea that you are not deserving of God's opulence. And if you don't know what the opulence means, it means that the goodness, the wealth, the happiness, the health, and the prosperity, and all of the loving relationship, everything is there, is under the banner of opulence. And guess what? It is your birthright. I can't make that overwhelming to you. It is your birthright to have the opulence of God and to have those things to come into your life. Okay? That is truly what you, how you, when you came here with the planet, you had those rights. You lost those rights as you made your earthly journey here, according to the way that you have been allowing yourself to develop yourself and allowing things to come into your life. You know, death and life is truly in the tongue. You know, brothers and sisters, when you speak lack of any form, it raises in your conscious mind, okay? First step is it goes into the conscious mind, and then at the next step, it ends up going into the subconscious mind. But it goes into the conscious mind first, okay? And it keeps and it stays there for a long time, and eventually it will go into the subconscious mind. But at first it enters into the conscious mind, then eventually go into the subconscious mind. And thank God, because the subconscious mind is actually a filter. I mean, the conscious mind is actually a filter to your subconscious, okay? And thank God we have that, because some of the things that some of you are thinking and some of the things that we think, if those things happen instantly, Oh my God, can you imagine some of the thoughts that you have, and if you, the moment you thought it, it showed up in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, boy, what a chaotic world this would be, right? So I want you to understand. I want you also to understand the power, and I want you to be aware of the power of your subconscious mind. Because guess what, beloved one? The subconscious mind is nothing but a robot. It's a stew robot. It's just like a computer. Information in, information out. Whatever you put into it is coming. It doesn't analyze nothing from that standpoint other than what you put in is what you come out, what comes out, okay? There's certain ways you can affect your subconscious mind, and we'll talk about that too. But I want you to understand that you, whatever you put in your subconscious mind, good, bad, or indifferent, it's going to give it to you. It is not going to try to analyze your thought to say, oh, well, that's not a good thought. I shouldn't do that. No, once it hits your subconscious level, guess what? You're going to have to deal with it. So, beloved ones, I'm telling you right now, we have to learn how to control what we're saying and what we're thinking. So the main reason for you having so many challenges and why things are showing up the way they are is a lot of it has to do with the way that you're speaking. And you speak, and one breath you say, oh, I want to have this really positive thing show up in my life. And then the next breath, you're speaking about, oh, well, I probably ain't going to get that. Or you're sharing small conversation with your friends, and you're talking about your shortcomings and the things that's going on in your life. And guess what? Your mind, how your mind going to figure out what it was when you're telling one moment you're telling your mind, hey, I want this beautiful whatever, or I want to be at this whatever. And the next day you think, oh, man, I don't have enough money to pay my bills. I don't have enough money to even go shopping. I don't have enough money to even do this or some other reason that you're talking about. The mind is totally confused. So, you know, you can't not feed it one thing on one hand and feed it on something else and expect for it to show up in a different way because what you're dealing, and I'm going to tell you which thoughts went out. We're going to find out about which thoughts are more powerful. Okay, and so some are more powerful than the others. So you, beloved one, you have to begin to figure out how to erase that old program and how to change that program. And so I'm telling you that some of the words you use are so powerful and so dynamic that you have to really be careful what you do. So you need to look at your life and you need to, let me just put it this way. If you want to find out what's really going on in your mind, what's going on in your subconscious world, look at your life right now. I want you to just take a look around you, and I'm not talking so much about the physical opulence around you, and you can do that too, but in your emotional and feeling world, what's going on? What kind of energy is being produced? What am I attracting to me? Well, guess what? That is exactly what's coming out of your subconscious mind. Those are the typical situations that are showing up and the matter that is showing up, okay? So you have to realize that. And I realized that a lot of us was programmed from the time that we were small kids. So I understand some of the programming, not so much was done for you because they said that children between the age of 1 and 6 learn 50 to 60% of the things they're going to learn in life is learned between those ages. So guess who bring those things into them? That's their parents or the people who are influencing them, their brothers or their neighborhood. So whoever it is that's doing the influence is the ones who are influencing the children. So it's causing a lot of problems. It's showing up in a lot of different ways, but some of us are still living in our childhood life. And I understand because some of you had challenges and some things has been a little challenging in your life, and I understand that you have not worked through those things. But I do have to tell you, beloved ones, at some point on this journey, you have to stop blaming your parents for what's showing up in your life, okay? Because remember, in the last show that we did, I told you that you are responsible for the parents you got. You are the one that selected them. They didn't select you. So if you stop blaming your parents for what it is and learn to figure you got a problem, know that you got a problem, and figure out how to move beyond that problem. And move on, because if you sit there and blame their parents and think they're going to do and it's going to make a difference. People spend thousands and thousands of dollars to go to psychologists, try to figure out what their mom and daddy did to them, why they did it to them, and half of them not know better than they was before because they got to figure out how to change those things. Just knowing it's there doesn't make a difference. You got to figure out how to change those things. So that's what we're going to start talking about, how we can use our tongue to bring about more health, happiness, and prosperity in our life instead of bringing in more pain in life. So I remember I told you, you were totally responsibility. You were responsible? Yes, you are. And that's what we're going to talk about. How do you take responsibility for your life? How do you allow these things to show up? Okay? I just want to share with you also, the two most powerful words in the planet is I am. Listen to me now. I am. And I hope you guys have got your pens and pencils because this information I'm going to give you, some of it you're going to definitely need to take down. If you haven't got it, reach around, search around, and try to get your hands on some pencil and paper so you can remember some of these things we're talking about. Now, the two most powerful words on the planet is I am. And I'm sure most of you remember the story of Moses. And he was up in the mountain, and there was a burning bush. And Moses asked, who is this? Who am I? Who is speaking? And who is this telling me, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go? And that voice came back with a roaring sound, like, tell them that I am that I am. That's my name. I am that I am. So, beloved ones, whenever you use the word I am, you're talking about God. Okay? So, that energy is very, very strong. And very, very strong. It can use to raise you to the highest height, or it can be used to take you to the lowest depths. When you start adding I am to what you're saying, it's going to make all the difference in the world. Okay? So, every time that you use these words, you're actually putting God in action. You are telling God, the God voice, this is how I wanted to show up. This is how I want. And guess what, beloved ones? The God force gives you free will of that thought. If you're thinking about bad things or you're thinking about things not for your highest good, the God force is not going to step in and change your thought process because you are having given free will to make decisions for your own life. Okay, so you and you alone have to make the right decision. See, constantly you hear people going around saying things like this. I am so broke, I can't figure out how I'm going to do anything. I only got pennies. I only got, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I am going through so much in life, I can't figure out what to do. And you hear other people say, I'm so sickly. You know, I'm just sick every morning I wake up. I'm sick every morning I wake up. Got a headache every morning I wake up. This is happening. This has. I'm so sick. So many things are just happening to me, you know. And I also heard people say, you know, I'm so unhappy. For some reason, I can't be happy. I'm so unhappy. I am so unhappy. And guess what? Every time that you say these things, you are asking God to bring more of these things into your life. So you have to stop. Stop using your I am with words of negativity. You have to start allowing yourself to move in a higher state. I heard some women have said, well, you know, hey, I'm a woman, so, you know, society ain't going to let me go. But so far, I'm not even going to be able to reach but so high because I'm blocked by what society says I am. I heard all the time. I talk to people. And I even heard black folks say, you know, the society is so against us, I can't make it. Well, guess what, beloved ones? There were multi-millionaire black people during slavery time. You hear what I say? There were multi-millionaire black people in slavery time. So that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. When you tap into the universe of God force, I don't care what color you are, you have the power to raise above, and nobody can stop you, regardless of how they may do. They may set a roadblock up. Yeah, they do that all the time. But those roadblocks don't mean nothing because you and you alone have the ability to change your destiny. You and you alone have the ability to reprogram your subconscious mind. So when you reprogram your subconscious mind, you're going to get what it is that you are desiring at a higher level, okay? Now, like I told you before, the holistic ministry is an uplifting and positive ministry. So I even though I give you the things that are not quite as positive, because God is, you know, sort of yin and yang. So, but I always like to give you some solutions of how we can change those things, how we can make those things better in our subconscious mind, and how we can go about those things. So now we understand that when we're using our tongue, when we're talking about things, that those things are filtering into our feeling world, and they are beginning to take his eye on. So never, 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 never use I am in a social setting when you're talking about negativity. But God knows it's picking up fire, and it's picking up fire, and it's picking up fire, and it's getting stronger and stronger. So that's a no-no. You have to learn how to reprogram yourself. You know, the power of affirmations. I don't know how many of you know about using affirmations, but affirmations are very, very powerful. And we need to start taking advantage of this use of affirmation and how to use it and what to say to ourselves, you know. And just because you have an affirmation and it doesn't show up one day based on you using the affirmation, don't give up on it, because the more you use it, the more it will become prominent to your thoughts. Were you aware that if I drop one drop of water from off of a tall building on a cinder block for the next year, it may take a long time, but they actually would drive a hole in that brick? One drop of water will drop that. So the more that we use our information and power, it becomes part of our subconscious mind, then one day you'll wake up and realize that, wow, I'm here, I'm there, it works for me. So this time you may want to pull out your pen, because I just want to share some of the positive affirmation that you can use to make your life better. I like this. I am blessed and highly favored. That's one of my favorite ones. I have to tell you, though, I kind of got that from Joel Osteen, but I love it. It's very, very powerful. I like I am confident. That's something that I say on a regular and constant, on a regular basis. I'm great, and I'm going to have a great day. I like that one. That's very, very positive and very good, too. Very powerful one. And here's one of my favorite ones, because this really helps you to bring love in your life. I am love, and I am more loving. I'm going to repeat that again. I am love, and I am more loving. That will help you to be able to bring more love into your life, which is really, really important, because we all need love. We need unconditional love to show up in our lives. We need to be able to allow that to happen in the way that it's happening. Great. I see more people showing up on the line, and I'm very happy and pleased about that. I am loved, and I'm loving. Okay. Now, here's the one I like, too. I don't know where you people are financially. I know myself, I can use more money, so it's very important to me. What I like to say is, I know I am a mighty money magnet. Let me repeat that to you again. I know I am a mighty money magnet. That's really powerful. And if you use that, you'll be surprised of how that affects your frequency and vibrations. I know it was moving across the country, and we were saying that powerful affirmation, and it almost became a song. I think we did it for almost an hour, and it was just powerful. You could feel the vibration coming from it, okay? I know I am a mighty money magnet. That's a beautiful one. Now, here's my favorite one that I really, really love. I am wealth, God in action, manifesting money in my hands and use now and continuously. I'm going to say that again. I am wealth, God in action, manifesting money in my hands and use now and continuously. Brothers and sisters, if you use that word and do it on a regular basis, you'd be amazed. I remember one day I was going to work, and I decided to use that affirmation, and I tell you what, I looked up an hour later, I had made $100, and I knew that the universe was bringing, and I was using that affirmation so quickly, so fastly, that it really worked. So that's a really powerful one. If you do it, but beloved ones, you got to stick with them, okay? You can't just say it and one day and then go back and think that it's going, you know, that it's not working. You got to be willing to stay with it, okay? whatever is going on in your life, there's an affirmation that will shift and change the frequency to make that happen for you, okay? These kind of words, these are the kind of words when you said positive affirmation, these are the kind of words that you want to bring into your subconscious mind. You want to be able to bring those kind of words in, not the other thing, I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm poor. That is going to give you more of that. Is that what you really want? I don't think so. I don't think not. I haven't talked to anybody lately want less and lack more, want more lack in their life. If so, I'm not having a lot of conversations with them because I am not really feeling that and don't want to feel it. Don't want to be in the space of those kind of people who are talking that way and operating that way. So here, this is really, really what happens and really what shows up. So if you want to change in your life, then you have to change what you're saying. If you want the same thing, then, hey, by all means, continue saying the same thing. And you know what? You're going to get the same thing. And if you're happy with that, then it's okay. Just don't go around complaining and dumping all of that energy on other people who are trying to improve their lives. You know, let it be. So it's okay for you to feel that way, okay? But like I said, keep it to yourself because some of us are trying to raise our vibration, raise our frequency to a higher level, and we don't want that kind of energy in our space. So let's move on now. I'm going to talk a little bit about your feelings because, your feelings. Your feelings are is the fuel for the fire. You know, your feelings are the fuel for the fire. So what you're saying, but what you feel when you're saying what you're saying, that's what starts the whole process of working. What you're feeling is even more powerful than what you're saying, a whole lot more powerful. You know, your conscious mind, like I told you before, your conscious mind is a filter for the subconscious mind. So what you say, go and rest on that conscious level. And if you say it enough, it will eventually begin to dive into the subconscious mind. But when you add feelings with it and emotion to it, it puts it on the fast track. It gets to the subconscious mind much faster in a more dynamic way. So you have to definitely add feelings to those things. But you got to be very careful too, beloved ones, because when you allow yourself to get upset, allow yourself to become angry, and allow yourself to allow those negative feelings to attach to the words that you're saying, basically more about yourself. Because a lot of times we have a tendency to get more upset with our own self than we do other people because things are not going right. Life is not working in the way that we want them to work. Or we had a project or something and it didn't work out the way. People say, oh, I'm so stupid. Or I just ain't got it going on today. Or I'm just not this today. You know, and the small talk of you saying to yourself is causing your problems. Then a lot of you have conversation with your friends, girl or boy, you know, I'm having a bad day. You know, things are happening, things are causing problems. You know what? And you be feeling it too. You be telling them like, oh girl, you got to understand. I'm just dazed and that's not working out. Everything is bad. Everything is going crazy. And guess what? You are creating more craziness in your life. And so you have to be very careful of how you're using that word. You know, because when you open yourself up and with those feelings, you are allowing your conscious mind now to make direct deposits. You know, at the bank, when you make a deposit, you want it to go right in your account. And when you use the feeling with your words, that's when they become more powerful. That's when they begin to really set in and become more effective. So you have to really, really be careful for that. So, and also, now let me show you how to use these feelings to control your destiny based on you using that energy and that feeling of excitement and feeling of feeling alive when you're doing your affirmations. That's what you need to do. Okay, you need to learn how to really begin to allow when you do your affirmations. Do it with feelings like, hey, I'm great. I am positive. I am blessed and highly favored. I am blessed and highly favored. Sometimes I don't remember what people think. Like you said, in the privacy of my own home or in my car. But I have feelings. Sometimes I pound my fist. I am blessed and highly favored. I am blessed and highly favored. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. And you say it to the top of your voice and say it till you feel it and allow that emotion to flow into your subconscious mind. And beloved ones, guess what? things are going to begin to change. The more that you do that and more that you add the feeling to it, you can change your destiny by simply just doing affirmations and adding it into a really high state, okay? So learn to do that. And beloved ones, you must control your emotions and your guilt. Too many of us, and me too, I'm included. When I say we, I'm talking about me. So you'll hear a lot of my conversations saying we, because, you know, hey, I'm going through the same thing that you going through too, okay? I ain't perfected yet. I'm working on myself. I'm striving for perfection, but I ain't got there yet, okay? So too many of us allow ourselves to fly off handle over small and petty things. We get upset about stuff that after we think about it for 15, 20 minutes or hours, come and say, what in the world did I allow myself to go there for? Was that really necessary? What is up with you, James? Why do you allow something that minute to disturb you? Allow something that small to get on your nerve? Allow somebody to affect you that way when it really doesn't make sense? And guess what? When I'm getting upset like that and I'm feeling those vibrations like that, that's going into my subconscious. So even those small events that seem to be a small event, guess what? It ain't a small event when it starts coming back. When it comes out, it's going to pick up speed and even be more powerful than you put it in. So I don't think I said you, beloved ones, when you start allowing your emotions and feelings to take over, I'm working on it myself because, hey, I got issues just like you guys do, okay? So I'm beginning to say I'm a child of God and I am in control of my emotions. When I feel myself going in the direction that I want to go in, I can say, you know, you're a child of God, James. You are a child of God, and you have control of your emotions. I am a child of God, and I have control of my emotions. I am a child of God, and I have control of my emotions. Okay, hey, guess what? It may take you several dozen times to say it in order to get yourself back into the state of feeling good about yourself, but this is what you have to do. It's better than the end result of what's going to come out on the other side once you go through your subconscious mind and allow it to filter into your world, so you better start saying it. You know, I know that, you know, your feeling world, your words and your feeling world are the key to controlling your subconscious mind. That is the key, beloved one. When you can add feelings to what you're saying, that's going to make a difference. Now, merely saying them is not as powerful. Now, it will have an effect. If you say it long enough, you will have an effect. It will show you. It will show a difference. I'm going to give you an example in a few minutes of how that works by just saying words can affect you in the level that it does. So you have to do what you need to do to be in charge of yourself and not allow that stuff to show up in your life and the way that it shows up. So to allow yourself not to become irritated and impulsive so you can not be so out of there. Now, sometimes impulsive is not necessarily a bad thing or to respond to things quickly. So, for instance, if you're driving your car and you realize that you need to switch lanes real fast, then guess what? You better be impulsive. You better be able to make that shift and that change fast enough. So in that case, it's different. But when you're doing impulsive stuff and you're doing it out of negativity, that's a whole other world. So you have to make sure that you understand why you're doing it. So that's why I said to you, thoughts, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent in the feeling world, become so powerful. And these thoughts, once they get into it, once we go in there, we're talking about the power of thoughts. And once the feeling and the emotion world have emotion, the feeling and the saying have got into the subconscious mind, now those two actions together begin to create thoughts. That's where your thoughts are coming from. The deep, profound thoughts that you have and are coming from the fact that you have created them on that subconscious level. And so what that means that once you have set up those thoughts on your subconscious mind, you now begin to create vibrations and frequency. I want you to understand, you are now beginning to stand up, create vibrations and frequency. This is where the law of attraction comes in effect, beloved ones, because you are allowing yourself to vibrate at a level that you are bringing into yourself that which you are attracting. That thought that you have, there is something out there in the universe that is equally going to come back to you based on what you're thinking about, based on how you're dealing with it. Good, bad, or indifferent, because believe me, I have been on both ends of the fence. okay? I have been out there and been in the streets, and I've had bad thoughts, and I understand what happens when you get into that bad, negative spot, okay? So the key is to have the thought to the point where you can begin to control what's showing up in your life. See, brother one, your thoughts is just like a radio station. What you are sending out is constantly, is going to come back at you. You're sending these thoughts, and then there's vibrations out there that's going and seeking out like a spider web. It just goes out and find what it is that you've been craving and what you've been wanting, you know, looking for that to bring it back to you. Because the universe want to give you what you want. The universe want to give you what you want, and once those thoughts are there, and once you have created those thoughts, they are going to come back to you in some form and fashion, okay? So that's how, when they said that you are, your vibrations are bringing back to you in your life what you are and what you want, because it's your thoughts now that are operating on that powerful subconscious level that's creating that energy to make that happen for you. I just want to share with you a little story about myself when I grew up as a kid. I grew up as a little boy in the 50s, man, and it was really challenging at the time. We were poor. Oh, man, that's an understatement about being poor. We were so poor that it was like really, really poor. But that's one thing. We were just poor in finances, but not another thing. But we were poor in finances. And I remember many times I would ask my grandmother, Grandma, I want this or I want that, you know, because at times then we had the Sears catalog. So we used to open up the catalog and my cousin and I and look at all these wonderful toys and gifts and things we want. And we used to go say, Grandma, I want this. Grandma, can you get that? And Grandma would say, Boy, don't you know money don't grow on trees? And she would say, like, Boy, don't you know money don't grow on trees? And so leave me alone. Go outside and play somewhere. You know we can't afford that. You know we can't afford to have those things. And you know what, beloved one? If someone keeps telling you you can't afford it, you can't have it, you don't deserve it, long enough, if they tell you long enough, you're going to begin to believe it. And it gets into that subconscious mind. So that is how that actually poverty conscious can start. From those young years when you are, those thoughts of older folks who kept telling you, I wish I knew better now. I can tell you, Grandma, money do grow on trees. I know I'd probably got my lips smacked off, but anyway, I could have told her that. I know she would say, you smart mouth rascal. You won't be saying that much more. So I think a good thing I probably didn't know that, because I probably wouldn't have no lips to talk to you about today. Grandma would have wore them out. So, you know, it's great, but it was that what was going on. But thank God, in my situation, I was in the Air Force. I went in the Air Force when I was a young guy, and thank God I did, because it saved my life. And while I was in the Air Force, I was stationed in Wright-Patterson Base, Air Force Base out in Dayton, Ohio. And I was very fortunate because I connected up with a couple guys out of New York, some really slick guys, man, from out of New York. And they were selling motivational classes. These guys were military. They were around the military base, and they come and sort of communicate with the GI. And they were selling motivational classes. And at the time, I really didn't even understand what motivational classes were. And but I'm glad I did. And the name of the company was called Dare to Be Great. And some of you may have even heard of that company, because it was around for a while, and it literally changed many, many people's lives. I think people grow from little country boys feeding horses in the stables, man, getting up speaking in front of 7,000-8,000 people in 4 or 5 weeks because they grew so fast on the classes. So the classes actually helped me to understand the power that I had and the power of changing my thought process. And thank God I was able to do that, because through these motivations, it taught me about becoming a better person, that I was a great person. I had the ability to change and control my destiny. And so through going to these classes, and I think I must have did them for a couple of months, man. I would go through and read, and, you know, we would have group meetings, and we'd tell us about who we are, what we can do, we can be more powerful. And now, this time, I'm only like about 21 years old. I'm a young kid coming out, still in the Air Force, but I knew at one point I was going to be coming out. So I needed to have this energy and have this force to come through. I thank God now for that company. It's called Dare to Be Great. And the gentleman who started that company was a guy by the name of Glenn W. Turner. He had a hair lip, a Caucasian guy from out of Florida that talked real country. But man, this guy was bad. And he really, really changed a lot of our lives. And I am so wonderful and blessed about that. So now, remember I was telling you earlier about grandma. Now I want to share this with you about grandma, because I don't want to be misleading it anyway. Okay, because my grandmother, Willie Chambers, my grandmother, taught me the way that I am today. If it were not for my grandmother teaching me about morals, about ethics, about doing the right thing. And she even taught me about herbs and nutrition and wellness and those kind of things. When I was like 6 and 7 years old, Grandma used to have me to go out into the woods and get things and come back and teach me how to operate with them. So Grandma gave me the things that I needed. She gave me the love that I needed. So just because she wasn't aware of something, the riches that she gave me and other things made up for it. So Grandma, you know, I always love you. You're my favorite girl. Grandma was just there for me. So it really made a difference, you know, in how things are. So I'm going to touch a little more about how thoughts can affect us in our health, because health itself is a real challenge sometimes for us. A lot of us are going through health challenges, and some of us are having problems. And sometimes, you know, old people sometimes used to say things to us that we're screwed up, man. That's just the truth. I've heard old people say, you know that sugar or diabetes or high blood pressure runs in the family now. You know that if it's in the family, you probably going to get it too. You're going to have a condition of this particular thing happening because you don't understand, and you know that you're going to get these things because all the rest of the family get them. So now, here you're being told that, right, at a young age. So all of a sudden, you go to the doctor one day, and the doctor tell you, you got high blood pressure. And you wonder, how did I get that? Where did that come from? I had no idea. All of a sudden, you're a diabetic. Where did that come from? And guess what? That came from that program that was put inside of your head when you were young. That program got put in there by them old folks that told you that you need to have it because other people in your family was having it. It happens all the time. And so I'm not saying that all health conditions are from that, but a lot of it is becoming from the negative program that is put into our minds when we're young, okay? It is really, really a shame. Just because someone in your family have a disease, beloved one, doesn't mean that you have to have it. So we got to break out of them cycles just because, and the doctors try to tell you that too. Well, you know, what was did your mama have high blood pressure? Did your uncle have high blood pressure? High's their heart, you know, and they're going to try to tie everything into what's happening with you. No, your heart's bad because you've been, you know, doing drugs or running around acting a fool, and that's caused your heart to be active. Ain't had nothing to do with your grandma or your cousin, nobody else, because you were wrong. Your sugar is off balance because you've been sitting there eating 10 cakes a day. You've been, you know, going around drinking soda pops all day long. So that's why you got the condition. You just ain't had nothing to do with nobody else in your family. So I think sometimes people want to believe that because it makes life easier for them. Then they don't have to take responsibility for themselves. Okay? So no, brother one, you don't have to do that just because someone else has that problem in their life. You know, I told you that you choose your parents. So now, what happened in your life by choosing your parents and the siblings that came with it? It's what it is. So that's just part of the karma that you had in those families. But just because they had health conditions doesn't mean that you have to have them too. So sometimes we create these conditions in our own thoughts. And a lot of times we create these conditions in our own thoughts. So and you know what I want to do right now? I want to do a disclaimer, okay? Because I don't want one of you talking about, hey, I'm sending my lawyer because now I'm going to use my mind to heal myself. Listen to this, blood one. I want you to know right now, okay, that you should advise your doctor about any disease or anything that you have that's going on in your life. So go see your doctor, and guess what? Take your doctor's advice. But but also use some common sense too. But I have to tell you that because I don't want no one to say, hey, Mr. Brown told me to go do this and I was, you know, and it didn't work and so, hey, he's the problem. No! You go to your doctor and do what you need to do for your doctor, okay? So that's important. So, but most times, beloved one, probably a high percentage of the time, these thoughts of what's going on in the family, these thoughts about what's happening here and what's that, it caused us to suffer a lot when it comes down to health and our body. And the outside influences of other things that's going on. I understand that there are other things that's going on outside that have a tremendous effect on your health. I am well aware that that's happening. Matter of fact, probably in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing a show about that. There's some things that's going on that you definitely need to be aware of. One of them is chemtrails. And a lot of you probably, chemtrails, what is that? You never even heard of that term, chemtrail. But I'm telling you that the federal government is doing some things right now, this moment, this second, to help so-called slow down global warming. And I think there's a whole lot more to it than the global warming thing. And it's really, really causing a major problem in what's going on in the universe. So you, beloved ones, have to start becoming more. And I want to do a show to help make you aware of these things that are popping up and the things that are going on. Yes, I know that there's outside influence. I know there's things that's happening that you need to bring more into your life. So I want you to do that. I want you to be able to stand tall. I want you to have an understanding about that. So I'm glad that you were able to tune in today, and hopefully that you all were able to gain something special from the show. I am so grateful that you did. And I want to make it clear that you have an understanding, beloved, that what you say, what you feel, what you think truly helps control your happiness, your prosperity, and your health. It is truly important that you understand the biggest things will be and make a difference in your life into how that you will go about living your life. So learn that what you feel, what you say, gonna make a difference. That's gonna create your thoughts. That's gonna send out the vibrations that attract in your life that which causes you most problems. So learn to have a different thought. You want your life to be different? Change your thoughts. Change your process. That's why it says that thoughts are things, and that's a true thing. You think about it long enough, you're gonna create it. So good, bad, or indifferent. So you have to learn how to do that. Beloved ones, I want you to write this down. Because I want you to visit my webpage. It's www.theholisticministry. And that's T-H-E in front of that. And holistic is spelled with H. HOLISTICministry.com. Okay? Let me give it to you again. www.theholisticministry.com. Okay? So go on to the webpage. You can contact me and you can be able to bring, let me know what you think about the show. You can leave a comment. And if you want to learn more about the affirmation, or you heard me say an affirmation today that you feel it would not work for you or will work for you, and you feel it would help you better in your life stream, then by all means call, send me an email. When you go to the bottom of my webpage, you will see where it says contact, and leave me information. I want a feedback from you, okay? I want to know what you think about what how you think about it. So I'll send you the affirmations. There's no fee involved in me sending you affirmations and giving you words up. Now, if you choose, you can make a love donation on the site, okay? And the site is secure, and it goes to PayPal. So there's no problem with that, okay? But next week, I want you to join me. We're going to have a thought-provoking show that's really going to be off the chain. Okay, will the real Jesus please stand up? Yeah, so that's going to be a hot one, and people are going to really be interested. I'm going to tell you the life of Jesus that's given by his blood grandmother, St. Anna, okay? It's Annie. So we're going to talk about the true story from someone who was there from the birth to the end, and someone who saw the whole story and can tell you exactly what's going on. So next week, it's a good possibility. I'm broadcasting today from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. Next week, we may be broadcasting from Sedona. I'm working on trying to get there more often to do these shows because that's where the home base is going to be anyway. So I'm working myself. myself toward doing that. But anyway, I want to thank you for coming in. I just want to close out with a quick prayer. Beloved Mother, Father, God, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the beautiful and wonderful souls that have joined us today. Thank you for all these gracious people. I am so full of gratitude that they showed up and have taken part in this program, this show, and I say thank you for allowing them to be. I say each one of them go out and allow them to begin to bring more health, happiness, and prosperity in life. Let them know that it is their divine right to be able to have these things to show up in their life. They don't have to have lack. They don't have to have illness, physical, mental illness, none of that, because they have the divine right to be able to have the greatest options that you have given them. So I say thank you, God. Thank you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful, and so it is. Amen.